Hitting pay dirt in the fight against antimicrobial resistance. Finding one new bacterial species to aid in the fight against antimicrobial resistance is an incredible scientific feat. Quadruple that, and you have what Antoine Abu Fayyad calls hitting the jackpot. The Associate Professor of Experimental Pathology, Immunology, and Microbiology at the American University of Beirut, AUB, and his colleagues did just that. When they decided to focus on untapped areas and collected and analyzed soil in different locations within Lebanon, they found four promising strains of Streptomyces, three of which appear to be entirely new species. Streptomyces are famous for producing life-saving antibiotics. Fun fact, they are also the source of that earthy smell after it rains. The soil in one location, Anjar, had never been studied this way before, Abu Fayyad notes. The interesting thing is, even if you return to the exact same spot, you might not find that bacterium again. It's extraordinary that we discovered it. It really is like finding a needle in a haystack. That rarity stems from intense competition. There are trillions of bacterial species competing for nutrients in a single handful of dirt, producing molecules that can destroy competitors. This evolutionary fight is what gives Streptomyces their extraordinary toolkits. Abu Fayyad's lab specializes in natural product drug discovery, and isolating strains is only the beginning of his work. That means we identify compounds made by nature, test them for activity, run preclinical studies, and eventually clinical trials, he says. That's how new medicines go from the lab to the patient's bedside. One of the newly identified species stands out for its genetic makeup, which includes 42 different biosynthetic gene clusters, or BGCs. These clusters function like biological assembly lines that build complex molecules, the same kinds of molecules that have given us many of our most powerful medicines, from antibiotics to antifungals. In the lab, we collect soil samples, kill off vegetative cells with heat, and then culture spores, Abu Fayyad explains of the painstaking process. From a single soil sample, we can isolate hundreds of different bacterial species, each with the potential to make new molecules. Discoveries like these are critical because more than 80% of the medications we use today are not man-made. They were discovered by humans, but they actually come from microorganisms or plants, Abu Fayyad says. We look for natural products made by bacteria that can fight other bacteria. Many of today's antibiotics, like penicillin and its derivatives, were originally made by bacteria. Now that his team has identified new species of Streptomyces, pushing the project forward will require long-term commitment. It could span well over a decade, as well as significant funding. But the stakes are high. Antimicrobial resistance knows no borders and is one of the greatest threats we face, Abu Fayyad says. We need every new tool we can find. A breakthrough anywhere can potentially benefit people everywhere. Are you a member of the media looking to speak with an AUB expert on this topic or others? Please email media inquiries at aub.edu.